The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle, and I come to you today with a true prophetic message for our Old Sick Society and the Laodicean and Lukewarm Church of Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, this message is directly from the greatest source book ever made available to man, and that is out of your Holy Bible with revelations from the Holy Ghost, and I pray the Lord will truly give you ears to hear. Well, ladies and gentlemen, history does repeat itself. The dark ages are rising again, and those dark ages that we read about historically, back in medieval days, or medieval times or eras in history, which was from 500 to 1500 A.D., and the time of the dark ages, that was a period of over 500 years from about 476 A.D. to 1000 A.D., those dark ages are returning upon this old, darkened, and frightening world that we're living in today. Now, I want to begin with a scripture prophetically from your Holy Bible in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verse 1. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. See, Jesus is coming in a very darkening and frightening time. See, like the old dark ages were in time past, spiritual darkness, in other words. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of the light and the children of the day. We're not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Now you see, that's what's happening to this old society we're living in. That's a society of drunks, that is, alcoholics and drug users and abusers. And this business of immorality and homosexuality are out of hand. We are an immoral nation, and most nations are, we just epitomize them the same way. We can look at ourselves, and we're a reflection of other nations. And the greed around us, these things are destroying this nation. And our God, ladies and gentlemen, is not a God of the Bible. Our God is a God of exotic pleasures. We're sick. We're sick up to the neck. We're sick of sin. We're sick of sinful appetites, appetites of pleasure, but we just keep on stuffing ourselves with sewage from the TV, from videos, from exotic entertainment, and from money seeking. We let these things just keep on, and we're drowning in our own immoral pollutions and corruption that we have created ourselves. And this nation is a cesspool of immorality and exotic pleasure in every form, and we must find a cure for these things, or we're going into the sore judgments of God from which there is no return. Our sick society And you know this to be the truth. They seek a chemical solution for every ill they have, every problem, every heartache, every hangover from every sin they commit, of cigarettes and alcohol and drugs and sex and exotic pleasures. Well, and the disease that always and the misery that comes about. Today, we're talking about health care, health care, health care. My God, have mercy. If people quit their stinking sinning, even in the churches today, we wouldn't need all this health care. Lord, it's going to break this nation. We're already broke. It's going to make us so bankrupt until no nation in the world will trust us and our money won't be worth anything. Well, history is going to repeat itself, and this dark age is arising, and the Bible calls it the period in which the Antichrist and the false prophet will arise. In history, as it repeats itself, as in past history, when civilization emerged from a barbaric and medieval age that historians call the Dark Ages of some 500 years, political and religious leaders, like today, they followed a hypnotic and a paganized course. Ignorance flourished everywhere. Back in those days of over 100 years ago, Montaigne, an eminent French philosopher, said, and this is something we can corroborate fully, he said, men were making gods by the dozens, but they were not able to create a worm. That's what we're doing today. And the strong, back in the Dark Ages, they conquered the weak, and their victims, they enslaved their victims. Slavery was practiced all over this known inhabited world, and even the Roman Catholic Church degenerated into a barbaric paganism so low that anyone who disagreed with their tenets of faith were labeled heretic or relapsed or a tool of Satan, and thousands were burned to death at the stake with a hypocritical pretense that their souls would be purged and saved by the fiery flames. Now, wasn't that hypocrisy? Well, other thousands were tortured by the Roman Catholic Church system back in these dark ages. They were tortured. They were put to death at the guillotine. They were fed to lions. In medieval vandalism prospered as they tried to destroy the Bible and anyone that had held up for the truth of God. Well, medieval times are going to return, and the Antichrist and the false prophet will be the leaders in a great exotic religious breakout, a revival of exotic religion where you have plenty of freedom, you know, to do what you please, but you look up to the Antichrist as being God himself, and his false prophet will be with him preaching the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God, but God himself will look down upon it for 3.5 years, and then his great wrath will be poured out upon the kingdom of the Antichrist, and they'll perish in the judgments of God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we must be ready to live in part of that darkness. It is arising upon us. And I'm not a fool. I'm not blind. The perversion, the idolatry, the reveling, the drunkenness, the drug addiction, the immorality, the crime, and the terrorism, the deadness and rebellion and world conformity that's in our churches today, well, I see it manifest everywhere. And I'm not going to look around and close my eyes and bury my head like an ostrich in the sand and say, well, I don't see it, or I just don't believe it's happening. Am I going to hold my peace and not cry out against this mess and be judged severely by the Lord? Well, no, I'm not. I'm not going to be judged by the Lord because I was not willing to risk popularity and even persecution to warn God's people and God's elect of these rising judgments because of our idolatry and our moral pollution and rebellion against God. In Isaiah the 60th chapter, beginning in verse 1, here's a prophecy from Isaiah, a prophet, that Jesus Christ, in his day, he preached out of the book of Isaiah more than any other book of the Old Testament, and that was the only Bible in Christ's day. He says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." And here the Bible says that God's people who live right and will walk with God, repent, live close to the Lord, that God's light will be seen upon them. But there will be a gross darkness. That means a darkness so thick you can almost cut it or feel it. is coming upon this earth. And of course, it's talking about a great spiritual darkness in which men and women will renounce their faith in God. Humanism will flourish. Worship of the Antichrist will flourish in all kinds of exotic religions that permit people to live in the flesh and claim that they're pleasing to God. These things are going to flourish, and they already are. Cults are flourishing. Devil worship is arising. And in the midst of all these things, even people that used to be God-fearing will renounce their faith in the Bible and in the great Creator God and Jesus Christ, His Son, and our only Savior and Redeemer. Well, we're living in the midst of this, and we must let our light shine. And we will let our light shine. According to the Scripture, if we're living close to God, His light will arise upon us, and we'll not walk in the flesh, but will walk and live in the Spirit of God, that He will magnify Jesus through our lives. Because after all, it's not our light that shines, it's Christ that shines through us. And the Bible tells us plainly that in that great time that's coming, that we must hold forth the Word of God. That's found in Philippians 2 in verse 14. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. See, that's those lights are going to shine brighter in the midst of this Stygian darkness that's falling upon this world today, because men love darkness rather than light, Jesus said, because their days are evil. And Jesus Christ spoke much about this rising darkness, age of darkness that's coming upon the world here in this end time generation. Now, in continuing in Philippians 2, that we must shine as lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, holding forth the word of life. See, in the light that we walk in, God's light in us, the Word of God must be magnified, and men must look at us and see the living Word of God, God's Word in shoe leather, as we walk around in the grace of God, living the life of God, magnifying the Word of God, and men will be brought to that light. There'll be many people saved in this coming rising, gathering storm of terrorism, of famine, of pestilence, and divine disasters and judgments, and the church will be purged and turned back away from the flesh, out of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. They'll be turned back to divine favor and walk in holiness in the fear of God. The church will be united like the early church in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, with power, with faith, with divine love, with divine unity that we have never seen in this end-time church of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said the church will be restored before He returns, restored to its former glory and power, holiness and unity. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank You, Lord, that You have Your judgments coming, not God to punish us, but to chasten us into living in the Spirit and not walking in the lust of the flesh. I pray in the name of Jesus that You'll cause people's ears to be open to hear. They'll move with fear and cleanse our lives, as the Scripture says, from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and perfect holiness in the fear of God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to remind you that this is a work of faith, and I do need your help to that I can continue this broadcast in ministry on this radio station and across this nation of ours. I pray that you'll write me this week and share a love offering, a fellowship offering, to make my voice strong and to help me to keep continue on your station. Write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Also request our monthly magazine if you're not receiving it. Now until the next broadcast, may God bless you, my beloved.